bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A 5-alarm fire. 5 bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the Demon of Fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins and Chief Cody, who are just arriving in Plum Valley by train after their rather ill-fated attempt to fly to the little town where they're to spend a holiday as the guest of Tom Culpepper, country editor friend of the Chief's. After their experience with the burning plane, they're eager to shake off the responsibilities of firefighting and settle down to a restful vacation. Is that possible, do you suppose? Well, we'll see in just a moment, right after this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the peaceful little town of Plum Valley, where Chief Cody and rookie fireman Tim Collins are just arriving for what they hope will be a relaxing holiday, far from the cares and hazards of firefighting in the city. They're to be the guests of the Chief's old crony, Tom Culpepper, a man about the Chief's age, who spent his life running Plum Valley's only newspaper, a weekly called the Plum Valley Courier. Tom Culpepper has promised his guests a swell vacation with good country cooking and some of the best fishing in the state. In fact, fishing is the Chief's topic of conversation as the train, one of the two a day that stops at Plum Valley, grinds to a stop before the evening.
So you've never gone bullheading, huh, Tim?
Oh, no, sir. I'm afraid not, Chief.
Well, then you've missed one of the rare experiences of a lifetime. Bullheading. Late at night along the river. That's the life.
Yes, sir. So this is Plum Valley, huh?
Yep. And they got the best darn bullheads in the little river that runs through the town you ever saw. Huh. Well, I better pile off, I guess. See if my pal Tom Culpepper's about.
Yes, sir.
It's good to get here. Away from the city, away from fires. I wonder where Tom is. He said he'd meet us.
Oh, here comes somebody who looks like he recognized us, Chief.
That's him. Oh, Tom! Tom Culpepper, you old scallywag, you.
Oh, Bob. Bob Coney. Well, how's the old smoke eater?
Oh, good, Tom. Say, it's great to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Tim. Tim Collins. I guess you've heard me talk about him.
Sure have. How are you, Tim? Welcome to Plum Valley.
How are you, Mr. Culpepper? It's mighty nice of you to ask us to come.
Oh, just call me Tom, son. We're informal here in Plum Valley. Well, you finally made it. I got your wire about the plane mishap.
Yeah, had a little trouble getting here, but now that we've arrived and I look around, I say it's worth even a plane accident. You know, I'd forgotten what a pretty place Plum Valley was.
Well, we kind of like it. Here, let me take your bags. I got the car right over here.
Smell that good clean air, Tim. That's the stuff I've been telling you about. Nothing like a vacation in Plum Valley. Oh, say, how are the bullheads biting, Tom?
Well, you come just the right time, Chief.
Yeah?
The boys say they're biting like mosquitoes.
Sure.
You fished, Tim?
Oh, well, sir, never tried bullheads before, but from what the Chief says, it sounds like fun.
Oh, best sport in the world. We'll get down the river and try them tonight after we got squared away.
Good. Nothing better for breakfast than a mess of bullheads fried in cornmeal.
I thought we'd stop off at the newspaper office, see that everything's put to bed, and then we'll head for home and a little supper.
All right. Now, what have you been doing with yourself, Tom? Still getting out the courier every week?
Oh, yep. Still enlightening the public on the comings and goings of the town. You know all the vital and important news that happens.
Yeah, you make it sound pretty commonplace, but you don't fool me. Being a country editor is a mighty important job, I know.
Matter of fact, I am right in the midst of something right now that gives promise of being exciting.
That's so? What sort of crusade you cooking up this time?
Well, I might as well tell you right off, I guess. This town has needed a good fire department for years. All we got is one ancient truck and no full-time firemen, only a few volunteers.
Sounds typical of a lot of small towns.
Well, I know it is, and I think it's time we did something about it. Why, do you know in the last 3 months, Plum Valley's had 6 serious fires?
Huh.
And every one of them could have been prevented or put out with small loss if we'd only had adequate fire equipment.
Just like the old Tom Culpepper, I remember. Still got the fighting spirit.
Well, it's time somebody woke up to the situation. And I thought, while you were out here, maybe you could sort of help me stir up a little sentiment for getting better fire protection for the town. In between fishing, of course.
Oh, sure, Tom. Can't fish all the time. Yeah, I'll be glad to do whatever I can. Tim, too.
Oh, sure, Tom. Even though we are on vacation, we're still smoke eaters at heart.
Yeah, here we are. Plum Valley Courier. Best little weekly in the state.
Nice-looking little place.
Yes. I worked hard to build this shop. That's one of the reasons I want good fire protection in town.
Any reason to think you might get burned out, Tom?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is. I've made a study of fires and fire prevention, and, I'll show you what I mean.
Uh-huh.
You see this long block of connected buildings?
Yeah, must run a full block from your newspaper office.
Well, let me show you something. As an old fireman, I'll bet it'll make you whistle. Come on, we'll go up the stairs in the end building here.
Hey, where are you taking us?
Looks like the attic, Chief.
That's right, Tim. And now, let me flash this light back along there.
Say,
you see? I told you you'd whistle.
The open space up here runs the full length of the block.
Yep. Building was built probably 50 years ago before they knew about constructing protective firewalls to keep fires from spreading. And nobody's ever thought it was important to change it.
Yes, sir, Tom. You've got cause to worry. Why, that's like living next door to a tinderbox.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell the owners of this block of buildings, but they just shrug their shoulders and say, well, it ain't burned down yet.
Yes, I know that kind of argument. I've run into it all my life. Indifference and complacency.
Yeah.
Two of the worst enemies of fire prevention. But to say, did you mention something about supper?
Sure did. You fellas ready to tie into a good country-style dinner?
Well, I am, for one.
Lead us to it.
All right, let's go then.
After dinner, Tim, Chief Cody, and Tom assemble their fishing rods and bait and head for the outskirts of town. We find them now on the banks of a little river, whose still deep waters the bullheads reported to be eager to take the bait.
Oh, this is what I've been living for. Sit on the bank of a river and fish. Toss out your line, Tim.
Yes, sir. Careful of those overhanging trees.
You should have spoken sooner. Well, I'm stuck, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. No fish up in that elm, Tim. I'll get it for you.
All right, sir.
There you are. Now toss her out.
Thank you. There we are. Say, What kind of a fish is a bullhead anyway, Chief?
Well, it's a sort of a catfish. It has whiskers like a cat and horns on either side of its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and watch out for those horns, son. If they stick you, they can really hurt.
Oh, is that so? Bullheading sounds almost as dangerous as firefighting.
No, all you got to watch out for is those horns. That is, after you get them on your hook. A pleasure I hope to have before the night is over.
Oh, you will, if what the boys have been telling me is true. Why, to hear them tell it, everybody in Plum Valley is eating bullheads exclusively.
it's a pretty night tonight. That moonlight on the meadow.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite spots, this little fishing hole. A peaceful light.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but the tree toads, frogs, mar the quietness.
Ah, yes, sir. It is nice, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, that's not a tree toad or a frog.
No, it sure isn't. That's the town fire bell.
Fire bell, huh? Well, shall we...
Shall we go to it? Well, you're darn right. Here's a chance for you to see the Plum Valley Fire Department in action. And if it's no better than the last 6 times, it's going to be a sorry performance. Come on, the bullheads can wait.
In the still night, the quiet of the Chief's and Tim's first vacation fishing trip is shattered by a fire alarm. And even though they don't have to roll officially to this fire, they're right behind Tom Culpepper as he leads them to the fire. A fire which is destined to have far-reaching consequences in Tom's crusade to get better fire protection for Plum Valley. Now, to learn what happens when Tim and the chief turn up at this small-town fire, be sure to listen to the next thrilling episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell all of you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters right in your own hometown. But first, boys and girls, here's a message you ought to hear. And now here's Fire Chief Bob Cody with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. You've all watched a man or a woman take a cigarette from a package, put it in the mouth, and light it. You've probably watched many times the glow of a cigarette in the dark. A red, hot coal, so small it seemed harmless. But here's a startling fact. The temperature at the end of a lighted cigarette is from 1,500 to 1,700 degrees. 15 or 17 times hotter than the hottest summer day. I tell you this just as a reminder to watch lighted cigarettes, because they're one of the major causes of fires in this country. A cigarette carelessly dropped can mean disaster and destruction of the worst sort. Well, that's all for now. Till I drop in next time, so long!
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it! Let's go! Let's go!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.